We can take a minute to transition to the guided meditation now. As we sit here very peacefully, feeling very relaxed with our feet on the ground, we give thanks for the earth below our feet, the foundation of our lives here, this planet, Mother Gaia. We send our love to Gaia down to the center of the earth. We feel this great loving being radiating back, this loving energy back up through our feet and through our bodies, through our chakra systems, up out the top of our head, as it connects us like the magnetic system of the earth is connected into the greater heavenly bodies. We feel connected and at peace and at one with the earth below us and with the sky and the heavens above us. We feel at home here on earth. And we extend our awareness now inwardly into our thought systems, and we ask ourselves, where is it that our thoughts are coming from? Who is the thinker behind all the thoughts of self? Who is the self that can perceive a body beyond the body, inside the mind? Who is the thinker that can perceive thoughts in the mind? And we release ourselves from the need to identify with the body as we release ourselves from the need to identify with our thoughts. And we sense something deeper within us as the heart of our being, the observer, that pure consciousness. And we recognize that from the lens of the body we cannot see to the infinite depths of the universe, but when we step inside we have a feeling of a greater sea of consciousness from which our thoughts have arisen and begun to form patterns. And we allow those patterns to come to a stillness, a peace, that we do not need to be attached to them. And we can just allow ourselves to be. And we accept ourselves as we are, as fluctuations on the wave and the sea of consciousness. And we allow the perfect peace of the ocean to be what it is, what it has always been and will always be, as the infinite being, as an infinite consciousness, full of love, full of potential for light manifestation, as we seek to see that light within or without our seeming separate reality. But as we humble ourselves and go within, we sense the infinite nature of our being, beyond all sense of separateness, beyond any feelings of separation from others. We feel at peace as the grand, divine, infinite interplay of consciousness, as the source of that, and as the one who seems to interplay between the sense of the body in the sense of the infinite mind. And understanding that we can feel the deeper aspects of our mind, we sense that there are many multitudes of beings operating hand in hand with us from the higher realms, the inner dimensions, the extraterrestrial layers of our atmosphere and the solar system and the galaxies. And we sense our unity with all these beings in every dimension. And we offer up ourselves in service to humanity now as bringers of the light, of the consciousness of the extended families who have come to give their messages of peace and hope and love and joy and respite from the concerns of the sorrows of this world. It's a simple choice of awareness of the expanded self that is full of peace and hope and love and joy. And we see now, sitting in the circle, that we are each ambassadors of this great light of peace and hope and love and joy that these beings are coming to help us learn about and become willing to see and choose in our experience and our reality. And we thank each other in the circle for our shared compassion for each other and for humanity as we seek to become ambassadors for the light, ambassadors for the love of the infinite creator that it manifested the universe and that is manifesting our potentials for experience every moment of every day as we choose to see things in a better way, more loving, more peaceful, more patient, more kind, and more forgiving way as we seek to honor this great light that manifests through these wonderful expressions of the divine here on earth. And as we share our love towards the creation, we sense that we can strengthen our bond in the circle, sharing our love with each other, passing from heart center to heart center, from left to right in the circle, as we see a circle of consciousness, a ring of light forming between us, and we see this love being passed from person to person, counterclockwise, faster and faster, as we see this bond growing, this unity of thought, of shared intention for the healing and the harmony of ourselves and this group and this planet. Everyone on this planet, we share in this intention for this harmony and healing. And we see this light strengthening as we are unified in our intentions, and unified in our shared light and love. And we can now see this great white ring of light around us. And we send it upward now into a spiraling column of light. And we see this powerful light, this intention for love and harmony on earth, being passed upward in this light, in this column. And then we can travel upward along the column now, and we can see down below us this beautiful park that we're so grateful to have in our experience. We can travel upward higher, and we can see below us, off in the distance, the lights of Callahan, the lights of Colorado Springs to the west, the lights of Denver to the north. We travel higher and higher. We see the mountain range all below us, and we can see more of Colorado in view. We can see, as we travel higher, we see more of North America in view and the lights, beautiful lights of the cities down below us. We can travel higher, and we see now the curvature of the earth as we get to the upper atmosphere. And we can take a pause now, and we can see all the other CE5 teams and light workers and grid workers and all the great spiritual workers of earth who have sent up their prayers into the heavens. We see all these lights coming up and forming a protective grid around the earth. And we unite with all of them who are sharing in this positive, loving energy for all mankind that is extended across the collective consciousness and unified and anchored under the guiding light of these divine souls who are here to also be ambassadors for the love and the light of the infinite creator, also here to share a message and a vision for healing and hope and prosperity, and also open contact with all of our brothers and sisters of the skies who share in this like vibration, who all intend to see a new earth be born. And we pray now also to all the highest consciousnesses full of love and light for humanity. We can send our prayers to see healing and wholeness wherever there is a need on earth, wherever there is a lack, a feeling of lack. We ask that there may be the great inspiration and great miracles unfolding on earth to bring about the manifestations of healing and wholeness wherever needed, of completion wherever there is a sense of incompletion in the lives of those on earth, and an end to suffering wherever there is a sense of suffering, and an end to the struggles and conflicts and divisions wherever there is these sense of separations that are blocking people from working together cleanly and finding the ways to be compatible and to compromise where needed to bring Earth to a higher state of collaboration and healing and prosperity, and for the release of all advanced secret and suppressed technologies to become a part of our reality so that we may prosper in greater fashion on Earth as united species. And as we travel now back up the column, we see ourselves united with these beings who have joined with us, both interdimensional and extraterrestrial, sharing in these prayers for humanity. And we can travel higher now to visit them in the upper atmosphere, and we thank them for their efforts to help guide humanity and shepherd in the new age, the dawning of the new age on Earth. And we thank them and ask them, invite them to join us wherever it is safe for them to do so, wherever it is inspirational and spiritually beneficial. We ask them to join with all those on Earth who are benefited by that inspiration and that union and communion of light. And we ask now for all of the beings to become united with us, and we can travel higher now, and we can see the orbit of the moon, many beings and that influence operating to help with the healing and wholeness of humanity, and we thank them for their work. We invite them to join with us wherever it is possible and safe and inspirational. And we can travel outward now to the orbit. With our column of light, we travel outward to the orbit of Mars. And we see a transformation on that planet happening as well. And we thank the beings operating from that influence for their assistance in healing and the completion of the divine plan for the solar system, so that all of people in the solar system may begin to unify and work together in healing and harmony with great focus on the divine infinite light that brings about all prosperity and peace and oneness. And we thank you for your work and that influence. And we also extend our column of light now outward past the asteroid belt to the orbits of the gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune, Uranus. We see all these planets is contributing to the plan of the solar system to bring about the shifting of energies, the metaphysics of the path of learning and growth that we've all been thrown about and guided through. And we thank these planetary consciousnesses for their efforts, and we thank the beings operating from those influences and around those influences for their efforts as well to assist with the grand divine plan for healing and growth and prosperity for all consciousness in the solar system. We travel also outward now with our column past the orbit of Pluto and the Oort cloud, and we see all these rocky bodies representing another aspect of the divine body of the soul system, the solar system. And we turn now inward, and we see the sun at the core, and we see all these beings, these bodies, these consciousnesses of rock or organic material. And we thank all these consciousnesses for their role in the divine plan of the sun. And we also look to the sun as the great model for the radiance that we seek to emulate of infinite love and light for all beings in the solar system who are needing that light, for all life needing to reflect the infinite creator to a greater degree, with more vivid clarity of the nature of this undivided, unbroken, streaming light that brings such great color to our lives, our atmosphere. And we thank the sun for that powerful work of radiating this love and light at all times. And we turn our gaze now inward to the core of the galaxy, the center of the galaxy, and we thank the galaxy and all the beings operating from this great place of love and unity. We thank them for their work, and we invite them to join us also wherever it is safe and wherever it's possible for them to join us. And we extend now our gaze into the heart of this light, the source of all this light, once again, and we see our light extended across the cosmos, across the universe, as one great light and one great opportunity for awareness of an infinite potential and our infinite nature being manifest. So we can travel backward now from the core of the galaxy to the core of the solar system and across the galaxy and solar system, back down to the orbit of the planets and back down to the orbit of Earth, back down to Colorado, back down to our circle. And we see this column representing a beacon and a guiding light that we can use to reconnect ourselves with the consciousnesses that we may have connected with in this journey. And we can continue now extending our consciousness and reaching out and returning to a sense of peace and silent meditation for the next 10 to 15 minutes. We can continue.